Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This Dr. Cox Master Time presents the world today. A Jesus disciple asked the Master, "When is the end time?" He replied, "There is no man know the end time, even my Father which is in heaven. They do not know. He do not tell the angel, not bow down before him, the end time. But he warned them, not when you see walls, not the ruins of walls, earthquake in divers places, nation rise up against nation. God, beloved, the Middle East has been destabilized. Central America has been destabilized. And everybody won the bomb. Everybody wants to exasperate one another. Beloved, when you see kingdom rise up against kingdom every day, nation against nation. But that's not all. House divided against myself. The church divided. Your wife and husband, they divided. Ah, my friend, although some living a sweet life, but some living a bitter life. But all these are signs of the coming of the Son of Man. All these are signs that He's soon to come. All these are signs this world is moving on to eternity, moving on, taking its place in history like the rest of the world who have been here and have taken their place in history. This too, soon and very soon, it will take its place in history. But the birds are flying, dropping from the air. It used to be homosexual getting married. But now homosexual already got married. Now they're divorcing. It used to be the drug dealers hide in the shadow. It's now they have a shop set up on a major street in America. And the robbers have a new place to rob. The smoke shop. My friends, don't you see the coming of the Lord is at hand? Many years ago, I envisioned the old Wild West will come back. And my brother argued the point with me. No, we these are civilized people. Our beloved. Today, beloved, right now in your city, in your town, man, the pistol packing mama, man and woman carrying sidearm. They gonna stand their ground. Pistol packing papa, pistol packing mama, my friends. my friends, I've been on this planet for 85 and a half years. And I prophesied some years back, and I was shouted down. Now today, you go in the corner and buy your drugs, and pay tax. And the mama with the baby, mama have three children, hand behind her, standing in line, just like she's standing in line at the grocery store. My friend, look up, say your redemption draw nigh. You see, this is a call to repentance. The president gave his last lecture to American people. I think he squandered an opportunity to make a difference. But for his life, he was there to speak the truth. And say what his heart want to say. All he was doing was saving his life. Another year, he's still threatening his life. He's not guaranteed that he'll make it back to Hawaii alive. But we hope and pray that he do. My friend, the homosexual is getting the lining up in the before the judge to get divorced. Our beloved, that's where we are today. I think about Herbert W. Armstrong. What would Mr. Armstrong say today? Had he lived a little longer to see? The Middle East are destabilized. Latin America destabilized. EU has been destabilized, and UK is on its way. My friend, what next, America? State began to fight against state. That seems incredible. And that seems audacious. However, you keep on living and you see state begin to fight against state. Ah, my friend, the only hope is in Jesus. So you have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Ah, only if you anchor in Jesus. The song said that the storm are on the ocean and it surely coming your way. And if your soul will not anchor in Jesus, he will surely blow you away. My friend, the earthquake is shaking the mountains. It's shaking the valleys, and it's shaking your house, and it's shaking your living room. My friend, this is the call to repentance. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Our beloved, the woman, are going back before the judge and saying, I want a divorce. The man and the man are going back before the judge saying, I want a divorce. Just the other day, they lined up before the judge to get married. But here now today, amen. They're lining up to get divorced. Oh, beloved. He says, let the dumb, the deaf, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad, who's ever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You too. I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I'm not ashamed to Jesus. I have I speak free on this radio blog because I paid. I have the Holy Spirit who speak to me. I will not look back, slow down, back away, or be still. For my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And his truth is marching on. My past have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My future secure. I'm finished with this worldly thinking. I need no prosperity, position, promotion, popularity. I know you don't have to be at the top of the pyramid to be recognized or praised or be rewarded. I know I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience, and lift my pray and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set and guarded is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow and my companion of few. My guide is reliable and my mission is clear. Oh, my friend, today I cannot be bought with all the rice in China, the gold in Kentucky, or the silver in New York. I want the truth. Amen. I want low way, look back, the loaded or the lay. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary. Now negotiate at the table of my enemies, ponder the pool of popularity of mandate in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up, I won't shut up, and that I have stored up, stayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Jesus. I am his disciple. I must preach and tell you, come, and when you come, you shall know me and by the blood, his blood to my heart, and I'll know him by the nail in his hand. He said, Thomas, trust your hand in my side and look in my palm of my hand. I'm Jesus. Well, I've been dead. Now I'm alive forevermore. Ooh. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Ooh. My friend, he said, there's pestilence, there's hunger, there's devastating condition around the world. Ah, beloved, every day, the toll are getting higher and higher. Are the lessons for the day will be taken from the book of 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter? I read it in entirety. It is reported commonly that there is kind of fornication among you, and such a fornication is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife, and he have puffed up and have not rather moaned that he that had done this deed might be taken away from you among you. For I verily am absent in body, but present in the spirit, have judged already. And though I were present concerning him, presented concerning him that had so done this deed, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to deliver such a one into Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that he may be a new lump. As we are, that he may be a new lump, as we are unleavened, or even Christ, a Passover is sanctified for you. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with a leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. Yet, not altogether with the fornicators of the world, or with the covetousness, tortionists, or with idolatry, for then must ye need go out of the world. But now I have written unto you, not to keep company. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolatrous, or a rallious, revelingness, or a drunkard, tortionist. With such an one, know not to eat. Know not to eat. For what have I to do with judged them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within, but them that are without God judge it. Level, put away from among yourself that wicked person. My friend, this is a situation is prevalent in the world today. Satan are doing the quick work, but for the Paul speaking to the believers, we know, my friends, to have his father's wife. That is unheard of. It seems like it had happened and came into the air of Brother Paul. Saying that should not be puffed up. Or begin to gossip. Or begin to judge. But you will go in prayer. And pray for such a one. That he may repent. And he will have an opportunity to repent so his soul may be saved. We today, beloved, when we get a message of such a one, we'll go house to house and spread the news. Condition has happened. But it's not something that you publish. It is something that you fall on your knees and call Jesus. Because such a one to be delivered unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of our Lord Jesus. So your glory is not good, knowing ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Beloved, as you brought purr, spread it. But he said, praise out there for the old leaven, or he may be a new lump. And ye are unleavened for Christ, even Christ. Passover is sacrificed for us. This is Dr. Cox, Master of Time, presents the word today. May this message be a blessing to you. You may have power. 305-836-9545 or you may write 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida. Or if you're in the city of Miami, you can come 1351 Northwest 67th Street. Reverend Bishop Walter Harris Richardson, the pastor and overseer. And you'll hear the testimony of those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Those who was a sinner and is saved by grace. And you too, amen. You too, your name could be written in glory. The song said, I was a sinner saved by grace. And now my name is written in glory. You too. Your name too can be written in glory. Our beloved, today, let today be your day. See, if you harden not your heart, if you hear the word of God today, yield yourself to the master. You not have much time. I want you to know before I leave you, my friend, there's two trains that's bound for on the same track. One is a heaven-bound train who are bound to a city where the Lamb is the light, city where they come at no night, a city where the gates are pearl, a city where the streets are gold, the silver water running on the throne of God, and the luscious garden in the background, and the tree of life, the cherubim hiding the face of God, the angels singing, holy, 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 my Lord. And the other train is a hellbound train, where the devil himself is the engineer. He said, ha, 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 ha. I'll call, yes, you are well, pay your fare. You have murder, you have robbed, you have pilfered, you murdered the widow, the fatherless, for nickel and dime. And I take you safe. But yes, you had pay your fare. So it's only right that I will take you safe in the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not quench. Our beloved, what a price to pay. You had lived your life and you had paid your fare while you were living your life. But you can change. You can ask God to save your soul because he said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's a sure thing. God bless you.